This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in, Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandaway, down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go, 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded, Minster half court. Salazar timeline, goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot, deflected by Brandaway. Loose ball, Loramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo! Nick Brandewey right on cue. Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
Scoresbroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, 3-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Pringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. 2-3 balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns a long 3-ball. Good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. 3-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long 2-pointer for Dosick. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. 3-ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Bade.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, 3-ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, the crowd still buzzing after our first boys D4 regional semifinal tonight, won by the Wellington School over Fort Loramie in a cliffhanger. 38-35, clock wound down at the end. Fort Loramie needed a 3 to tie. Redskins simply didn't get a good look.
Yep.
Had to fling it up there at some point,
right,
in the last 3-4 seconds when guards handled the ball at least twice. But the final few seconds frittered away. Ball was finally dealt to Albers between the top of the circle and the foul line as time expired.
Yep.
And Fort Loramie just did not shoot it well enough.
No.
35% from the floor, 37% from the free throw line, and you're beat.
And there are two stats that I look at. They outscored them by 6 in the paint,
yep,
and they outscored them off turnover points. If you would have told me that before the game, I would have said, Loramie's going to win this thing by 10.
Exactly.
But, no, they didn't shoot it well. They didn't shoot free throws well.
So the Fort Loramie Redskins wind up 18-8. It was 1 point for the longest time. What, a late field goal, Chuck, but Camden Reese made it 3?
Yes. Yep.
And that was the final difference over Cedarville, 33-30.
Yeah, it was a game where I've never seen a team score 2 points in the fourth quarter and win a basketball game, but that's what Jackson Center did.
Chuck, I think we will probably remark, as this game develops, just as we did about game one. We thought Fort Loramie was the more complete basketball team in game one, Wellington School more athletic. In game two, Jackson Center is going to be the more complete basketball unit, and the athleticism will belong to Cincinnati Christian.
Yeah, and we'll see how Jackson handles it. I thought that was a key for Loramie to stay in the game because they handled the pressure really well.
Yep.
They actually turned them over more than they turned it over.
Right.
Jackson's going to have the same success.
Yeah. So you would think if the Tigers
can play Cincy Christian pretty even on the boards and not turn it over, allow live ball turnovers and buckets, easy ones at the other end. Jackson Center certainly has got a chance. Players on the floor for the Tigers in this game tonight, Chuck, other than Aiden Reichert and Christopher Elkert, need to make a few shots.
Well, Reichert has to stay on the floor. He has got to stay out of foul trouble. If he has to go sit for any length of time, they're in deep trouble. But you're right. They need someone to step up there. And Heitkamp has the ability. Akers has the ability. I think Prenger's been playing probably his best basketball down through the tournament.
Yep.
And then Camden Reese and his brother, Jaron Reese. Those two young men are going to have to play the game of the year for them for Jackson Center tonight. And I see that Sosby is dressed.
Okay.
Don't know what his status is.
Yeah, he's had a groin injury. Those things just take an eternity to heal up. He's been out ever since, Columbus Grove week, first week of February.
Yeah, we didn't see him in that game, so. Yeah.
So he's been out for every bit of 6 weeks. This Cincinnati Christian team has got three outstanding scorers. You'll hear the names Logan Woods, Kareem Swain, and Cameron Rogers. They're 6'3", 5'11", 6'3". Kai Vance, 6'7", junior, 7 points a game. Devin McKinnon, 6-foot junior, 8 points a game. They'll play 7. Jackson Center will play in the 7 or 8 area. Neither team extremely deep on the bench. But DeLogan Woods was outstanding last year as a frosh against Fort Loramie here on this floor in the district championship game. He is just a 10th grader, a sophomore, 16 points a game. This Cincinnati Christian team competes in the Miami Valley Conference, finished second in the Scarlet Division behind Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. Cincy Christian at a 7-3 mark. CHCA went 9-1. Cincinnati Country Day won the Gray Division of the MVC. At New Miami, which Fort Loramie beat in the district championship game, was 8-2 in the Miami Valley Conference Gray Division. Cincy Christian scores about 64.5 points a game. Jackson Center, Chuck, gives up less than 40.
Yep.
Something's got to give. Something's got to give.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell what's going to happen in this game. Jackson, I think the offensive end is where Jackson's going to have to win or lose this basketball game.
Yes.
I think they're going to play good enough defense to stay in it, but they have got to score. They cannot have a lot of empty possessions, and they can't fall behind in this game because it's going to be tough. They're not a real comeback type of team.
No, I'm anxious to see how head coach Woods of Cincinnati Christian defends Aiden Reichert in the post, because he can foul out a few players. I mean, if you're not careful, Aiden will go up against you with his body. He'll invite contact.
Right.
He'll create fouls. He'll make shots. Cincy Christian has got to deny him the ball, and that's where guard play out front is going to be so important. Jackson Center's got to get those passing angles down. They've got to get the ball inside to Aiden. He needs a touch every single time Jackson Center comes down the floor.
I don't think there's any doubt about that, and I'm sure that Coach Elkert talked to them about that. Everything needs to go through Aiden.
Yep. Christopher Elkert's had a good tournament. He's been a fine performer for Jackson Center. In fact, he was outstanding against Troy Christian in that sectional final at Piqua. Other players were key in that game, and I tell you what, if Christopher Elkert doesn't box out, make a great rebound with about 35 seconds to go, if he doesn't loft in one at least three triples in that second half, then Jackson Center loses to Troy Christian. But Christopher Elkert was very good in that game. He's had a fine tournament. The Tigers need a complete game, got to hold their own on the boards, and cannot turn it over against a very fast Cincinnati Christian team here tonight. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, including LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. Thank you so much, LaCal, a Scores founding partner. We couldn't have gotten off the ground in 2006 and 7 without the help from LaCal Equipment, which gave us a boost, and here we are today, 15 years later. Thank you, LaCal.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, we say hello to Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. That Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Dick Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Furniture.com. We've got you covered. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. A full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It is out of this world. Thank you as well to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor. What you can imagine, we can create. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. We'll keep you moving forward. Also a new underwriting sponsor. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. An additional sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. And the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. In case you just joined us and have missed it, Fort Loramie was beaten tonight by the Wellington School from Columbus, 38-35. Too bad. Fort Loramie led, 90% of the game, Chuck?
Yeah, they have the stat on there. They led for 17 minutes and 41 seconds, and Wellington led for 6.
There you go. So three-fourths of the game, Fort Loramie was in front. In fact, Fort Loramie, believe it or not, had a 10-point lead in the second quarter, 20-10. And it was two very sly, out-of-bounds plays, one in each half, which led to 5 points for the Wellington School, which were the difference in this game. A young man with the last name of Ouellette threw the ball inbounds from below the basket off the pant leg of a Fort Loramie player, tracked down the ball, took two or three steps, stepped in, gobbled it up, laid it in, second time laid it in, was fouled and made the free throw. It happened not once, but twice.
Yeah, that was. I mean, you lose the game by 3 points, and there's 4 points.
Oh my!
It's not hard to figure out. And then you look at three for eight from the free throw line, and the front end of 2 1-and-1s.
Right. Starting lineups being introduced here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com for our second game between the Cincinnati Christian Cougars and the Jackson Center Tigers. Opening five for the orange and black, Christopher Elkert, 5'10 senior guard. Garrett Heitkamp is running mate, a 5'11 senior. Christopher at 8.5 points a game. Garrett Pringer, 4.5 points a game, a 6 foot senior. Aiden Reichert in the middle, 19.5 a game, a 6'5 junior. And Camden Reese, 3.5 a game, a 6'2" freshman, 20-year head coach Scott Elkert. For Cincinnati Christian, the opening five, Logan Woods, 6'3" sophomore, 16 points a game. Kareem Swain, a 5'11 junior, 14 a game. Cameron Rogers, 6'3" senior, 10 points a game. Devin McKinnon, 6 foot junior at 8. And Ty Vance, a 6'7 junior,
7 points per game. Overall height advantage to Cincinnati Christian, just as the Wellington School had the edge in height against Fort Laramie in game one. Opening tip to start the game is won by the man with big time hops, Aiden Reichert.
Yep.
He smacked the ball in backcourt to Garrett Heitkamp. Up the floor to Aiden on the arc. Now Aiden's got the ball right now 25 feet away. On him is Cameron Rogers, a 6'3 senior. That's a duel to watch. Here's Reichert. Takes Rogers into the lane. Tries to go up to shoot. Ball stripped. And the basketball flies way up in the air, 15 feet. Comes down in the arc to Jackson Center. Tigers retain it. Go right back into Aiden. Baseline left. Around Cameron Rogers, who blocked it. Dug off the floor, though, by Aiden. To Heitkamp, to Pringer. Right corner, Camden Reese. Straight away, Heitkamp, 20-footer. Good! Heitkamp behind the arc. Jackson Center on top, 3-0. And it was a 52-second possession.
Yep, they love those.
Here is Cincy Christian with the ball to start. Good sign, Chuck, for the Tigers to get Heitkamp into the flow.
Yeah, he had a nice straight look at the basket.
Shot fake straight away by Kai Vance, 6'7 junior. Hand off to Logan Woods. Foul line extended life, ascended left. Down the arc to Cameron Rogers. Deep left corner, Swain. Swain on the arc. Bullseye line drive trifecta. So the team's trade triples. 3-3. 6:30 left. First quarter. Here's Camden Reese in backcourt to Heitkamp. Up ahead, Christopher Elkert. Elkert on the arc. Pegging him is Devin McKinnon. Elkert drives down the left side of the lane, all the way to the cup. Oh, a finger roll is good. Nice play, Elkert. 5-3 Tigers. Logan Woods behind the arc. Gives it up 25 feet away to a teammate. Ball is weaved to Kai Vance, the big 6'7 lad. Uncorks a three. Little crooked wide right. Rebound, Jackson Center. Down to Heitkamp to Christopher Elkert. 25 feet away. Goes to Aiden. Baseline right. Back to Christopher. Right back into Aiden. He's got Vance on his back. Aiden spins. Shoots. Oh, it curls off the rim. Rebound tipped out.
I feel like they're going inside to Reichert. He's got a couple of good looks. Just can't get it to drop yet.
Yeah, the last shot kind of awkward. He was well defended, but two men squeezed off a 7-footer angling toward the rim. It hit the iron a lot and fell off. 5-3 Tigers, 5:31 to go first quarter. On top, it's Vance. Vance last three-pointer missed badly. Deep left corner, it's Logan Woods. Logan Woods fires, step back three-pointer. That was an air ball. Long. Two straight threes by Cincy Christian, not close. Here's Reichert, took it to midcourt, drove down the lane, all the way to the hoop, around Vance, up and good, off the window. Good start, Jackson Center, 7-3 lead. Here's Swain, deep in the left corner. Hits a teammate, baseline left. Cameron Rogers flips it up in the air, no good off the heel. Rebound, Jackson Center, down to Reichert, on the arc to Christopher Elkert. In the lane, running one-hander, bouncing, yes! He got the roll. 9-3, Jackson Center. Midcourt on the bounce. It is Matthew Cardwell, 5'10 sophomore, in off the bench. Gives it up to Vance, 30 feet away. Near side pass, McKinnon. On him, Pringer. 4:24 to go, first period. Tigers, very fine start shooting the basketball. 9-3 edge. Cincy Christian on a weave. Here's Swain. Swain against Heitkamp. Swain 30 feet out. Lobs. Mid-post area. Cameron Rogers back to the hoop. He's doubled. Does he force it? No. Gives it up to Vance. Behind the back. No-look pass. Shot missed by Woods. Rebound pinballed around. Over the back foul. Cincy Christian. Superb opening here for Jackson Center. Like the start, Chuck.
Yeah, Camden Reese that time did an outstanding job of boxing out, and he drew the foul.
Shots are going down for the orange and black. And so far, Cincinnati Christian's quick defense has not posed a problem for Jackson Center, which rarely scores 9 points in half a quarter. That's what Jackson Center's done here so far. Elkert backcourt against Cardwell, brings it up, dribbles into the right corner, deals to Reichert. Reichert's on the arc now, spin move into the lane, attracts the double team, goes opposite to Camden Reese. Now Elkert 25 feet out. Elkert retreats, left corner, Camden Reese drives, flips it back to Elkert, looping one-hander, 17-footer, got it! Oh, what a shot by Elkert. That's a new one, a different style for Christopher.
He likes that shot, but not usually that far out.
3:17 left, first quarter. Orange and black fans across the way, on their feet, whooping it up. Jackson Center, 8-point advantage after 4.5 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years now, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. Customizing home, auto, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Here is Cincinnati Christian inbounding the ball low on the left. Short five-footer rolls off, but a foul against the Tigers. Good inbounds play by Cincinnati Christian, attired in the road black, blue numbers outlined in white. Blue and white stripes down the sides of the shorts. Devin McKinnon, the young man bumped on the shot. He's got two fouls coming. That's Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. You are covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Number one, Barker, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Both foul shots, McKinnon dead center. 11-5 in favor of Jackson Center. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Backcourt, pitch and catch, Heitkamp, Christopher Elkert. Christopher outside the arc on the left, on the bounce. Reichert comes out to set a screen. Aiden gets the ball 25 feet away. Ball dished to Pringer. Pringer being checked hard by Cody Anderson in off the bench on the arc. That's where Jackson Center starts the flow. Deep right corner, Christopher Elkert. Very high archer. Way up in the UD Arena stratosphere. Missed it. Long distance shot. Bit heavy. Weak side rebound. Pulled down by Swain, the guard of Cincy Christian. 13-5 Tigers. 2:24 to go. First quarter. Or I should say 11-5 Tigers. Here's Cameron Rogers. Baseline right. Goes to work in Camden Reese. He's doubled. Gives the ball to McKinnon. He's doubled at the elbow on the right. Now 25 feet away. He goes on the play to Anderson. Between the rings, Logan Woods, and he sets the attack. He dribbles between the legs. Jackson Center's defense mighty tough in better than 6 minutes. Only 5 points for Cincy Christian, which averages 65 points a game. 25 feet away on the left, it's Logan Woods. Hits a cutter, baseline left. It is Caldwell. Straight away, Rogers, not penetrating the arc. Jackson Center's defense has thrown a net over Cincy Christian. Here's Cody Anderson. Cincy Christian stymied. Tough man-to-man switching for the Tigers. Near travel by Cincy Christian. Here's Logan Woods. Logan's at one shot. He's the leading scorer at 16 a game. Stumbles into the lane, backpedals, falls down, nearly walked. Gave it away to Swain. Inside to Rogers. Poked away by Pringer. And it's picked up by Reichert. Long possession, Cougars.
For nothing.
Empty one. Zero. Good defense, Jackson Center. Well done. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Tigers 11, Cougars 5. Aiden Reichert, 30 feet away. Gives it up to Pringer. Bounce pass to Elkert. Tell you what, if Jackson Center can milk it and get one good shot, they'll take it. Jared Heitkamp pops out to catch. Head coach Logan Woods of Cincy Christian down at the far end of the bench, arms folded, standing. Not much he can do. Elkert on the bounce against Cardwell. Gives it up to Heitkamp. 28 seconds left. Aiden Riker comes out to catch between the top of the circle and the UD logo. Riker dribbles with the right hand. It stays in his hands, in his possession. Now he gives it up to Pringer. Back to Aiden. Down to 15, 14. Aiden fakes right, goes left. On the ring, Pringer. To Camden Reese. To Reichert with eight. Heitkamp's got it with six. Heitkamp on the arc. Straight away, Pringer. They weave it inside to Aiden. Twisting, turning. Banked it in! Banked it in! He beat the buzzer.
Wow.
By 0.5 of a second. Wow. What a feed to the post.
Heitkamp.
Yes, it was Heitkamp with a great dish and a nice back-to-the-basket move by the postman Aiden Riker for Jackson Center. He flared one in off the window to beat the horn. 13-5 Jackson Center after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Chuck, when you're making shots, Cincinnati Christian can't run the basketball. Their speed has not shown up yet because Jackson Center is knocking the ball down through the hoop.
They are, and they're trying to play a 2-2-1 press.
And as we start the second quarter, posting up in the lane is Rogers. It's blocked by Aiden Riker. Bad pass, Jackson Center, stolen and laid in. Cincinnati Christian, Winston Spencer off the bench, a 6'2 senior. He's the super sub. Great play right there, hoping to ignite Cincinnati Christian. Outstanding theft in backcourt, and he makes it 13-7. Jackson Center ahead by six. 7:25 to go here in quarter number two. On the arc, it's Garrett Pringer for Jackson Center. Down the right side to Aiden Riker. Riker behind the three-point line. Let's see what happens. Heitkamp cuts. Nothing there. Camden Reese cuts. No. Ball still in the hands of Riker. Now Elkert. Christopher Elkert driving on Spencer. Baseline right. Defensive foul. Common. Ball out to the Tigers. 7:02 to go, second quarter. Jackson Center up the 6, 13-7. Winner of this game will meet the Wellington School in a regional championship game at 7 on Friday here at the UD Arena. Ball inbounded, baseline left to Riker. He's got Cody Anderson on his hip. Aiden with a baseline, Jay. No good off the heel. Offensive rebound, Camden Reese back up. No, but a foul. He was swatted on the arm. A hack by Cincy Christian. Camden Reese, in workmanlike fashion, jerked down that offensive rebound. He's got two free throws.
Yeah, let's watch the freshman knock him down like he did in the sectional.
13-7 Tigers. Foul shot, front rim, back rim, front rim. It falls to the hardwood. Boy, to win games that earn you sectional titles, district titles, regional contests, you've got to make foul shots, and both of them not good. Each one a miss for Camden Reese. Cincy Christian stares the board. Winston Spencer, forecourt to Kareem Swain. Swain to Spencer, 25 feet away, picked up by Christopher Elkert. Bad pass intended for Cody Anderson on top. It rolled away from him. Heitkamp picked it up down the floor to Reichert. Reichert in the right corner. Now Garrett on the arc. Swings it on top to Christopher Elkert. Elkert 25 feet away. Aiden deep in the right corner. Tigers spread the floor. They constantly slice players through the lane. Heitkamp between the rings. 6:10 to go in the second. 13-7 Jackson Center. 25 feet out, it is Springer. Now Heitkamp. There's Aiden Reitner mid-range. He attracts the double team, goes to Heitkamp on top. Right flank, Camden Reese. To Heitkamp in the lane. He pivots, he's double teamed. Tries to put one up, no good. Rebound is good. Aiden Reitner, Johnny on the spot, right in front of the rim. 15-7 Tigers. High dribble, forecourt right, Swain. Pushed off against Heitkamp. Then lofted a long three. In and out, no good. Rebound yanked down by Reichert. 8-point lead, Jackson Center. Ahead to Reese. Back to Reichert. Fakes the foul line, Jay. Leans in from 10. Missed it hard. Rebound, Winston Spencer. Here comes Cincy Christian. Spencer motors against Heitkamp in the right corner. Adam McKinnon. Here is Swain. Logan Woods, high score for this club on the bench right now, Chuck.
Yeah, he had that 1-3. Other than that, he ain't got a shot.
Here's a weave. He goes to Anderson. Fall away 15-footer by Vance. Bingo! He's got it. Kai Vance connects. 15-9. Jackson Center by 6. 4:50 left. Second quarter of play. Here's Heitkamp in backcourt. Up ahead to Elkers. Elkers doubled. Needs assistance. Goes high post to Reichert. Riker 25 feet away. Jackson Center yet to sub. Right, Chuck?
No, they have not subbed.
Here's Camden Reese, 30 feet out on the left. Looks for Pringer. Now goes to Aiden Reichert straight away. Elkert's got it outside the arc on the right. Good matchup there. Now Reichert spinning, turning in the lane. Baseline feed to Pringer. Layup, got it.
He drew three defenders and did a great job of finding Pringer going to the basket.
Aiden Reichert, triple team, found the open man. Easy hoop, a chippy for Pringer. 17-9 Tigers, 4 minutes left. Second quarter. On the arc, Kareem Swain gives it up to Cody Anderson. Deep left corner, Vance. Logan Woods, leading scorer for Cincinnati Christian, on the bench at the moment. Outside the arc on the right, it goes to Winston. Winston to Anderson. Boy, this Jackson Center shifting man-to-man has got Cincy Christian throttled. Here's Swain settling for a Hail Mary three. Not close. Tigers got what they wanted. Quickly on the floor to Pringer. Pringer tied up in the corner. Releases Heitkamp. Between the circles, Elkert. Christopher on the bounce. Right and left. Jab step against Spencer. Gives it up on the play to Heitkamp. Here's Reichert. Tigers up 8. Far right flank. It's Camden Reese. Now Aiden, top of the circle. Backs his defender down. Oh, he goes strong to the rim. Defensive foul by the 6'7 Vance. Tigers, Chuck, have got them where they want them right now.
They're running their offense outstanding, and they've only turned the ball over one time.
And again, Cincinnati Christian cannot make shots to put on their press. Jackson Center is making shot after shot. Couple of free throws. Aiden Reichert, he's got it. Aiden can get to the line 8-10 times a game without too much trouble. And if he hits a high percentage, that bodes well.
About 8 field goals to 3 field goals so far. Jackson has that advantage there, shooting 62% to 30%.
Uncanny difference from the floor. Aiden Reichert has just buried 2 foul shots. And look at the scoreboard. 19-9, Jackson Center. Cincinnati Christian has 3 buckets in 13 minutes. They have not seen a defense like this all year long en route to their 21-6 record. Here's Winston Spencer. Low and left to Cameron Rogers. Little 5-footer up and over Reichert. It's in. 19-11. Tigers up 8. Heitkamp in backcourt. Data Christopher Elkert. Pitch and catch with Heitkamp. Forecourt. Release foul is Reichert. He's got it. Aiden Reichert, so valuable, Chuck. He plays wing, point, shooting guard, the post, all in one possession every time down the court.
And he blocks a lot of shots. That's a bad pass.
Uh-oh, sloppy pass by Heitkamp. Intercepted on the play by Woods. Woods down the floor to a teammate, looping one hand over Cameron Rogers. No good. Stick back. Anderson missed it, but he's undercut, and he's got 2 fouls. 2 free throws coming for Cody Anderson of Cincinnati Christian, 6'3 junior. Good overall size for this Cincy Christian team. 1911 Tigers. A couple of big foul shots here. Wow. Haven't seen that in ages. Free throw by Anderson. Way too hard. Almost cracked the backboard. Hit the window flush, and it went.
They're checking. They got an extra basket there just in case he shoots more free throws.
Yeah, that was way short. He compensated too much. Rebound Tigers. 19-12, Jackson Center. 2:08 to go, second quarter. Aiden Riker, head of the key, right flank, Camden Reese. Back to Aiden. Goes near side to Clay Akers, who's in now. Clay's got the ball 30 feet away. Clay, a 6-foot senior. Baseline left, it's Akers. Open look, 17-footer, short. Rebound taken down by Cincy Christian. They want to run. Up and it goes to Woods, baseline left. Running one-hander, offensive foul, Cincinnati Christian.
And that's going to be on Woods.
Woods had a pretty good look. He initiated the action. He forged ahead with that arm extended. Good call by the referee. Wiped out a make.
Yeah, he did push off. That's what got him open.
Yep, Jackson Center dodges a bullet, 19-12 in favor of the Tigers still. A minute 41 to go in the second quarter. Reichert midcourt, down the left side to Camden Reese. Into the lane area, out back to Elkert, back to Aiden. Thought about chucking up the three, decided better.
A little early in the possession for him to shoot that.
Right. Heitkamp 25 feet out. Garrett looks for Elkert, goes to Reichert, straight on top. Guarded by Cameron Rogers. Puts it on the deck, leaves it for Camden Reese. Deep right corner, Pringer. Baseline right, Aiden. On top, Pringer. High right, it goes to Camden Reese. Back to Pringer. Goes opposite for Aiden Reichert. Spoiled. Touched out of bounds on the play by Rogers of Cincy Christian with 65 seconds to go.
Jackson's moving the ball well, but I'll tell you what, Cincinnati Christian is quick. They are recovering on those what looks like an easy three-point shot.
Yeah, the intensity, you're right, Chuck, of Cincy Christian has been hyped up. 1 minute to go, first half. Jackson Center nursing a 7-point lead, 19-12. Biggest spread was 2 minutes ago at 19-9. Deep in the right corner, it is Pringer with the ball. Garrett Pringer, that Aiden Reichert between the rings. Jackson Center hasn't scored in 3 minutes. But Cincy Christian has only netted 3 points during that span. We're down to a half minute to go, second quarter, and Jackson Center will run it on down right now. 19-12 Tigers, 25, 24, 23 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's Christopher Elkert at the UD logo. Picked up by the point guard, the defender for Cincy Christian, Spencer. Far left wing, Heitkamp down to 10. Now Christopher Elkert. Riker's got it. 7-6 spin move. Foul line. Goes to Christopher for a three ball. It is short off the front rim. Loose ball rebound. Riker left corner. Swings it toward the iron. Didn't get it away. And the first half finishes. Jackson Center getting a low scoring game like it wanted. Lead Cincinnati Christian by a tally of 19-12 after two quarters of play. The winner takes on the Wellington School Friday night in a regional championship at 7 here at the UD Arena. The Wellington School nipped Fort Loramie 38-35 in a heartbreaker in game one here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Good first half for the Tigers, who've led from the start, holding on top by a count of 9-2. Jackson Center led 19-9 at one point. The difference is now 7 as we enter our halftime. We'll return shortly with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the UD Arena. Jackson Center Tigers over Cincinnati Christian, 19-12 at the break. Jackson Center's earned it. The Orange and Black have outplayed the Cougars so far, Chuck.
Well, they've outshot them, definitely. And team shooting 4 of 12 for Cincinnati Christian, 1 of 4 from behind the arc, made 3 of 4 free throws. Jackson Center, 8 of 15 from the floor, 53%, only 1 of 4 shooting threes, and 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Turnovers, Cincinnati Christian had 3, Jackson 2. That's both teams valued the basketball really well. Rebounds, Jackson has a 11-6 rebounding advantage and 3-1 on the offensive boards. Turnover points, Jackson has 4. Cincinnati Christian is 3, 10-4 in the paint for the Tigers. Individual scoring for Cincinnati Christian. They were led by Logan Woods. He had a 3 to start the game, didn't score again. Then they got 2 each from Rogers and Harris and McKinnon and Spencer. They got a free throw out of Cody Anderson. They scored 5 and 7, 12 for the half. Jackson was led by Reichert with 8. They got 6 from Elkert, 3 from Heitkamp, 2 from Pringer. They scored 13 and 6, and they lead it 19-12 at the half.
Chuck, I was sitting here watching that first half saying, wow. Cincinnati Christian's hands are tied. They're in a bind. They could not do anything with Jackson Center, which got a lead, made shots. Cougars had long possessions, empty possessions. Cincinnati Christian's got to do something fairly drastic to change the tide.
Well, they need to be able to score. I mean, they only had 1, 2, 3, 4 baskets in the first half. Yep. You can't put your press on if you don't score.
Nope.
And, you know, secondly, Jackson Center shot lights out. If they can shoot over 50% here in the second half, they got a real shot at winning this thing.
And again, I repeat about every time down the floor, Aiden Reichert is point guard, shooting guard. He's wing on the left side, wing on the right side. He's at the foul line playing the post. He's on the block, low left, low right. He is everywhere. And as long as the Tigers can keep Cincy Christian at bay, maintain a 3-4 possession advantage, and run the offense and not turn it over. That's the key.
That's the key.
Look for the Cougars to start taking chances at the defensive end.
Well, he had 5 rebounds. He had 2 assists. Jackson had 5 assists on their baskets. Cincinnati Christian only had 1 assist.
There you go. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It's Jackson Center 19, Cincinnati Christian 12 at halftime.
on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Thanks so much to LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. It underwrites this segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We highlight seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers who excel on the court and in the classroom. LaCal Equipment promotes athletic and academic success, and the seniors on the Jackson Center Tigers roster include Mason Platfoot, Christopher Elkert, Garrett Heitkamp, Clay Akers, Garrett Pringer, Jaron Reese, and Calvin Winner. Those are the 12th graders recognized by LaCal on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Oh, turnover's a big key to this second half. Jackson Center needs to maintain control of the basketball, be strong with it, secure it, not allow live ball turnovers, and easy hoops from Cincy Christian, which has been limited to four buckets, four field goals.
Pretty sure they've not scored 12 points and a half all season.
No. They've not seen a defense like the Tigers. And here comes Cincy Christian. Boy, they are all over the place on defense. They are pressuring, and they steal. And they get a run-out layup, taken away by Woods, flips it down the floor to Spencer. Layup is good. And we've got a timeout by Jackson Center. Elkert hemmed in backcourt. Timeout, Tigers. Wow. You talk about frenetic defense by Cincinnati Christian. Totally different. Unbelievably intense.
Well, you can't. If you're Jackson Center, you can't panic. You did good things in the first half. Just adjust. You know, I mean,
They've only given up 2 points. They're still up 5 points here.
Right.
So it's certainly not panic time.
We intimated there in halftime that we had to see something different from Cincinnati Christian at the defensive end of the floor. Well, we got a dose of it in the first 20 seconds of the
right.
second half.
They
got
to make sure they don't inbound the ball into either corner also.
Nobody guarding the playmaker, Elkert, at the end of the floor. He gives it in, gets it back. He's still 90 feet away. Christopher fumbled the ball in backcourt and lost it. Right into the hands of Swain. He drives, shoots, missed it, no good. Rebound, Cincy Christian, Cam Rogers. Five-footer, no. Another offensive rebound, Woods.
Wow.
Reichert yanks it off the board. Wow. Did the Tigers ever dodge a bullet there? Here's Elkert floating down the floor, into the lane. Late dish to Reese. Layup in and out, no good, but a foul. I think in the act of shooting.
Well, I tell you what, Reichert went up and didn't just block that shot. He just caught it and took it the other way.
Cincinnati Christian, Chuck, looks like an entirely different acting team.
Well, they definitely got more energy right this second.
You can bet Coach Woods got the Cougars' attention during the halftime break. 19-14, Jackson Center up 5. 1 minute gone, third quarter. Heitkamp, top of the circle for the Tigers. Beers right. He's still behind the arc. Goes to Pringer. Into the post, Reichert. He's doubled. Back to Pringer. Shot fake. Tigers have got to maintain poise, not get rattled, run time off, and get a good look, preferably with the ball in the hands of Reichert, who drives, goes to Heitkamp, back to Aiden in the lane, turnaround seven-footer, got it. That's that little favorite of his, a half hook with the left. 21-14, Tigers up 7. Cincy Christian came out playing defense furiously to start the third quarter. Oh, Logan Woods from downtown. He lights it up. That was a long line drive trifecta. 24-footer of a Woods. Third pass in the half court. Elkert being bodied in backcourt to Swain. 21-17 Tigers. Elkert 35 feet away. Reichert sets the screen. Christopher drives. Back to Aiden. It's broken up and stolen. Here's Cameron Rogers down to Swain. Heitkamp rips it away. Oh, what a play
wow.
by Garrett Heitkamp. Terrific steal by Heitkamp. One takeaway deserves another. Backcourt. It's Reichert having difficulty. Here comes the double team. Up to Camden Reese. Oh, a bad cross-court pass. Intercepted by Swain. Cincy Christian on the attack. Tigers continue to turn it over. Swain in the lane. Swain in the lane. Hits it. Timeout. Timeout. Cougars 21-19. Tigers up only 2. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Ritchie, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Ritchie, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Ritchie.
Yeah, that's right. Jack, that's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Ritchie Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, Chuck, all of a sudden, it's like the Jackson Center Tigers have gotten stung by a hive of bees.
Well, they had 2 turnovers in the first half, 3 turnovers in the first 2.5 minutes of the second half.
Here's the ball thrown to midcourt to Heitkamp. He delivers back to Christopher Elkert. Tigers need a basket in the worst way. Jackson Center once led 19-9 in this game. 10-2 run by Cincy Christian, overlapping 2 periods. Deep in the left corner, Reese. Mid-post, Reichert on the arc to Christopher Elkert. Christopher picked up out there by Devin McKinnon. Here's Springer with Cameron Rogers on him. Vance now is on Reichert. Now there's a switch. A switch off. Devin McKinnon on Reichert. That's an advantage Tigers need to benefit from. Here's Heitkamp between the circles. Good defense by Rogers. And he fumbled the ball and walked.
Totally different game than we just watched in the first half.
21-19, Jackson Center, a scant two-point lead. Ball walked to the timeline. It's Swain. It's Cody Anderson. Left wing, Woods. He's dangerous from distance. Gives it up on the play to Winston Spencer. 25 feet out. Woods, Elkert on him. Tough assignment for Christopher. Into the post, Cameron Rogers. Maneuvers, hook shot, bouncing. It's good. A baby hook by Cameron Rogers. Nice spin on the iron. We're tied up. 21 all. Jackson Center in some trouble. Momentum, Cougars. Christopher Elkert down the left side. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. High screen to Camden Reese. Christopher Elkert's double team. Whips it to Camden Reese. Right corner, Heitkamp. Drives, pulls up, can't shoot. Cincy Christian overplaying everything right now. Every dribble, every pass, every cut. Here's Elkert. Here comes the double team. They put the pinch on him. Knock it away at midcourt, out of bounds.
Well, somebody needs to have the courage to shoot the basketball when they're open, right? That last time, Heitkamp had an easy look at a three, and he didn't want to shoot it. They're not going to win the game if all they're going to do is try to work the ball until they turn it over.
Yep, Chuck, you're spot on. The Tigers need to initiate some offense. 21-21. The Jackson Center, Chuck, had a grand total of 19 points with about 3 minutes left in the first half. Since then, over the last 9 minutes, only 2 points.
Well, they scored 13 in the first quarter.
Here's Christopher Elkert. Aiden Reichert, foul line. Left corner, Pringer shoots it. It bangs off the back rim. Rebounded by Anderson. Here come the Cougars for the lead. Four court at Swain, 35 feet away. Swain retreats, goes to the center line. Heitkamp on him loosely. Swain spreads the floor, gets a screen from McKinnon. Swain drives, head of the key, lets it fly way off. Loose ball, rebound, right corner, Jackson Center. Outlet to Reichert. Reichert, middle of the floor. Now he's over the timeline. Cody Anderson trailed him. 2:46 to go, third quarter. Third period's moved quickly. Here's Elkert into the paint area. A floater, no, wide right, ugly shot. Loose ball, rebound, right corner, Swain. Long lob down the floor for Vance. Oh, they pushed it. They pushed it too much. It was thrown away.
I think their coach will take that. They've got their pace going right now.
2:35 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center's offense has stalled. It's come to a halt. 21 all tie. 2:26 left in the third. Reichert straight away, a triple. Banged it in! He banged it in! Reichert from outside. Huge lift.
That was huge.
24-21 Tigers. Critical basket by Aiden. Boy, he can rival Christopher Elkert from distance.
Yeah, that was deep.
Aiden can shoot it from anywhere. Tigers back up three. Baseline drive. Oh, it's by McKinnon. What a shot. Athletic maneuver by McKinnon. He kissed one in off the window.
Probably got bumped and still made the basket.
Right. Here's Jackson Center breaking pressure. Camden Reese storms into the lane. Back out to Heitkamp. No shot taken. Minute 46 to go. Third quarter. Tigers up one, 24-23. Here's Springer from distance. Dribbles to the head of the key. Guarded by Winston Spencer. Now Elkert on the arc. Picked up tightly by Swain. Swain all over him. Hands on him. Christopher to Aiden. Shot fake. Aiden explodes to the rim. Down the lane. Up and good! Great left-handed drive.
They came out to take away the three that time.
26-23. Tigers up three. A minute 15 left in the third. Chuck, you get the sense. If Jackson Center is to pull this out, it's going to have to be the Aiden Reichert show.
It has been already.
Here's Kareem Swain, 30 feet away. Between the rings, handled by McKinnon. Cougars spread it out. Now back to Swain, 52 to go, third quarter. 26-23, Jackson Center. Swain, high right, 35 feet away. Bounce pass, baseline right. Cody Anderson back to the rim, doesn't shoot. Here's a drive, Swain, up and under, got it.
Wow. That's all I can say on that one. Wow.
Oh, that was nifty.
Here is Jackson Center quickly down the floor. 3-on-2 layup. Pringer, no good, but a foul. Tigers with pressure and went for the bucket. Couple of free throws. Garrett Pringer with 28 ticks left in the third quarter. And Jackson Center ahead by one, 26-25. Jackson Center led beyond the midway point of the second quarter, 19-9.
Same thing Loramie did. Loramie had a 10-point lead at one point.
That's right. 20-10. Free throw by Pringer, yes. 27-25 Tigers. Until that free throw, Cincy Christian had been on a nice spurt, 16-7. Second free throw by Pringer. Got it again. Couple clutch tosses at the charity stripe.
Yep.
28-25. Jackson Center ahead to three. Here's Cameron Rogers, mid post. Goes to work on Rikers. Bumps him. Bumps him again. Bodies up and under. Hits it. Cameron Rogers. Solid spin move. Good mid post action. 1 point game again. Elkert, no look pass up the floor to Camden Reese. Camden Reese explodes to the rim, driving layup, and rolled off, no good. And the third quarter comes to a close. Camden tried to beat the horn. We played three. 28-27. Tigers cling to a scant 1 point lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Oh, Chuck, big play into the third quarter. I was caught napping a little bit. I was unaware the clock was winding down. Camden Reese knew it. It was 4-3-2-1. He barreled to the basket after the Tigers whipped pressure, but he missed it.
He laid it up with his left hand. He just laid it up too hard. Those are the kind of points in a game like this you got to come away with.
Need to convert. Cincy Christian possession. We start the fourth. The Cougars can take the lead here. Outside the arc, it's Logan Woods. Very good three-point shooter. Dribbles between the legs. Goes to Kai Vance. 6'7 player on the arc. Reichert guards Cameron Rogers in the middle. Here's Woods against Elkert. Woods has picked up his dribble. Bounce pass to Cameron Woods. Down inside over Reichert. Missed it. No good. Weak side rebound. Fumbled out of bounds off the Tigers. 7.5 to go in the fourth. 28-27. Tigers up one. Baseline right of the rim. Ball being played in by Woods. Lobs it to Vance. Foul line on the arc to Swain. Kareem Swain, 5'11 junior. Bounce pass right into the lane to Woods. Shoots over Elkert and pops it in. That's a good play. Well done.
That kid is a good-looking sophomore.
6'3". Easy pickings for him over the top of Elkert. And Cincy Christian has gone ahead. 29-28. 7 minutes to go in the game. Heitkamp, left corner, Pringer. Pringer looking to throw to Reichert in the post. He's got it. He's not double-teamed, though. Now he is. Goes to Elkert. Elkert drives. Late feed on the play to a teammate, Pringer. He is blasted at the rim. Two free throws coming. Elkert made it happen. Nice dive into the lane.
Yes, he did.
6:53 to go. Fourth quarter. Cincy Christian with its first lead, 29-28. Foul shot, Pringer. Yes. Tied up. 7 minutes left in the fourth before Cincy Christian got its first lead. That shot curls out. Offensive rebound, Reichert. It is on the deck now, and Woods stakes his way out of there with it. Game tied. Woods shake and bake into the lane. Tries to shoot with the left. Foul, Jackson Center. Logan Woods, this superb sophomore for Cincy Christian,
playing fired up ball right now for his dad, head coach of this team. Two free throws, Logan Woods. Game tied at 29. Shots on the way. In. Second shot here for Woods. 1 point lead, Cincy Christian. 18 seconds to go. The Cougars got their first lead of this game. And that foul shot by Woods is in and out. Elkert snaps down the rebound. Long pitch to Heitkamp. Heitkamp hits Reichert in the lane. He squares up. Goes opposite to Elkert. 1 point lead, Cincy Christian. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Right side, it's Reichert against Cameron Rogers. Deep right corner, Elkert hits the cutter, Camden Reese, and he is yanked on the arm. Good call by the referee. Is it in the act of shooting?
I would have said yes, but I don't think so. They're going to call it out of bounds.
Yeah. Team foul four on Cincy Christian. Tigers have gotten four. Baseline right, ball inbound by Aiden Reichert. Looking with the left hand. He's got to hurry. Throws midcourt. Camden Reese with a leap. He stabs it. Gives it off to Heitkamp. Heitkamp 25 feet away. Right corner, Aiden Reichert. 6:15 left. A drive by Aiden. All the way to the cup. Looping left-hander. Long. Stick back. Point blank range. Short. Oh, that was a tough break. Camden Reese had one. A cripple right at the rim. Missed it. Here's Cameron Rogers in the post for Cincy Christian. Twisting. Shooting over Reichert. Lift the rim. No. Rebound Reese. Tigers still down one. Out ahead to Pringer. Pringer up ahead to Heitkamp. Now Elkert. Reichert foul line. Goes to work on the player defending in the post. That's McKinnon. Long three. Left wing. Elkert is no good. Off the heel. Long rebound. Cincy Christian. 5.5 to go. 30-29. Cougars by one. Swain between the rings. Whichever team gets the next spurt, Chuck, is going to have the big edge heading down the stretch.
Well, Jackson hadn't had, they had that one spurt that took them out to 13-5 at the end of the first quarter. And other than that, they've been kind of steady, but they're just not scoring enough right now.
Here's Logan Woods against Christopher Elkert. Wants to drive, can't. Goes to Swain around Heitkamp. Pulls up, 15-footer. Missed it hard. Rebound yanked down by Camden Reese of Jackson Center, which is within one. 4:57 to go. Elkert over the timeline. Pressured by Swain. Elkert drives. Gives it up to Heitkamp for a 15-footer. Swish! Heitkamp along two. Huge bucket. That was big.
Yep.
Clutch shot by Garrett Heitkamp. He had one to start the game.
He had a three to start it.
4.5 to go in the game. Tigers up one, 31-30. Logan Woods against Elkert. They clear out for him. Woods baseline left. 8-footer. Missed it off the flange. That was a point blanker. One Woods will often make. Reichert to midcourt for the Tigers. Key possession. Foul over guarding Cameron Rogers. Team foul five. 4:17 to go. 31-30 Tigers. We're pleased to promote Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road, the new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. More about Hoing and Hoing in a moment. Ball inbounded to Reichert, backside of the timeline. Pressure down by Rogers, coming out to catch his Elkert. Here comes the double team whammy. Deflected pass. Reichert gets it down low on the left to Pringer. Blocked at the basket. Rebound good by Reichert. Little left-handed hook right in front. And Jackson Center creeps back ahead by three. Four straight by the Tigers.
If he's not an all-state first teamer, I haven't seen one.
Oh, he's terrific. He's put the Tigers on his back. Aiden Reichert's carrying him. 3:42 to go, fourth quarter. 33-30, Jackson Center. Oh, Logan Woods would love to have that last shot back. Here's Vance, fadeaway shot, foul line extended left. It is in and out, in and out. Tough break. Rebound tipped to Heitkamp. Here come the Tigers midcourt. Heitkamp ahead to Reichert. Five team fouls on the Cougars. We're all the way down to 3:17 to go. Elkert midcourt to Reichert. Reichert picked up by Cameron Rogers. Aiden dribbling. They open the floor for him. Down the lane. Blocked by Vance. but he got him on the elbow. Might have gotten ball, but contact down below the wrist. Tough call to take for the Cougars. Aiden Reichert, a couple of critical free throws here. 3:06 to go.
People behind us aren't that fond of the call.
Nope. And they're wearing black and blue. Aiden Reichert's got a couple shots to inch the lead to 5. It is no good. Little strong off the back brace.
It's a big one. Get it off a one possession game.
3 minutes, 6 seconds to go, fourth quarter. The winner of this game gets the Wellington School Friday night at 7. Regional championship here at the UD Arena. Aiden Reichert missed them both. Rebound, volleyballed to Cincy Christian. And it is McKinnon who came out of the pack with it. And as he spurted down the floor, somebody from Jackson Center nipped him at his heels.
That's only the second team foul on the Tigers.
Yep, far side of the court. Cincy Christian down 3 will throw in. Make a note at the 3-minute mark. Jackson Center had a couple free throws to go up 5. Fort Loramie missed 5 of 8 at the charity stripe in game 1 tonight. Swain's got the ball for Cincy Christian, 30 feet away. Woods comes out to get it against Christopher Elkert. Christopher tries to keep his body between Woods and the rim. Fall away, 15-footer by Woods. Oh, my goodness, around, and out. It circled the iron at least twice, maybe 3 times. Spun out. Reichert jerked down the board. 2:33 to go. Boy, Logan Woods victimized, but bad luck on that one. Elkert drives on the arc to Camden Reese. Back to Heitkamp. High post, Reichert. Heitkamp straight away. 2:20 remaining. 33-30, Jackson Center. Aiden to Elkert. They're just playing pitch and catch. The weave is on. Every now and then Aiden touches in the post. He's got it now. Spinning, shooting, no good. He's got the rebound. Punched out of bounds by Woods. Riker came awful close to making it. Came awful close to getting the rebound. He might have been able to score. Cincy Christian got a mitt on that ball and hammered it over the end line. 2:04 to go. Tigers up 3. Elkert below the rim. He's the playmaker. Inbounds to Riker. Baseline left. He dips his shoulder. Missed the shot. Defensive foul. Tigers might have caught a break. That was close.
He kind of slid up underneath him. I think it was a good call.
Aiden Reichert back at the stripe.
He needs to make these. He just missed 2.
Yep, he was there 1 minute ago, almost exactly. Up 3. Could have pushed it to 5. Another chance to inch this advantage out to a 5-point spread. 2:03 to go. 33-30, Jackson Center. Aiden Reichert with 2 coming. The first is on the way. Got it. 34-30, Tigers. Second of 2 for Aiden. Brings that left foot to the stripe. Toe just short of the line. Oh, he pulled the string. Tip in! Pringer!
The tip in was by Vance, but Pringer gets it because he was the closest one to it.
Wow! Big break. Jackson Center, which is up 6. Tigers up 6. What a turn of events. Pringer gets the bucket. 1:53 left. Chuck will keep it right here and let our listeners know all about Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoying and Hoying lots northeast of Cutlersville on Retker Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoying and Hoying has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoying and Hoying currently has lots for sale on Retker Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For info and information on designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. Again, to start designing your dream home, call Hoying and Hoying Builders,
at 937-394-7144. Hoing and Hoing, by the way, also looking for a highly skilled worker in the construction and finish carpentry field. You'll work with high-quality craftsmen. Again, for information, 937-394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anaheim. A minute 50 left. Cougars down 6 to the Tigers. Swain between the circles against Heitkamp. Heitkamp now backs off. Swain still dribbling. Cincy Christian using up valuable time. Minute 34 to go. In the post, it's Woods. Goes opposite to a teammate who let the ball roll through his legs. It's on the deck. A scrum for it. Arrow Tigers! And head coach Woods hangs his head for Cincy Christian. That was an empty possession. The Cougars didn't even get a shot off.
No. Well, Swain, who can usually get to the rim, just staying out there pounding it. He wasn't even looking to try to make a play.
No. 25 seconds right down the drain there by Cincy Christian, and then a turnover.
Jackson's got a spot now. They can't run the baseline, so they got to make sure they get the ball in.
Tigers in the 1-on-1. It goes Elkert to Reichert, back to Christopher. And here comes Devin McKinnon, stride for stride with Elkert at midcourt. Elkert on the bounce, 35 feet away. Goes to Aiden Reichert, a minute 14 to go. Tigers up 6, 36-30. Aiden dribbling against Rogers, 30 feet out and out of the arc. Heitkamp catches. When will Cincy Christian foul? A minute to go.
Well,
here's Elkert, 35 feet away. He's handcuffed, foul called. Goes against Swain, Christopher Elkert, 1-1 time.
Need to knock keys home right here. Get an 8-point lead with 56 seconds to go. You start feeling pretty good about it.
Yes, indeed. 1 minute into this fourth quarter, Cincy Christian got their first lead by a point. And Jackson Center didn't implode. When the Cougars got the advantage, back came Jackson Center to go up 6. But Elkert's free throw, Chuck, under pressure, air ball.
Didn't even hit the rim.
That's a 1-on-1 blown.
That's a shocking for Christopher Elkert.
50 seconds to go. 6-point lead, Jackson Center, 36-30. Swain at midcourt. Down the left side, it goes to Woods. Woods jacks up a long 3. Around and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Vance, and he leaves it off for Rogers. The ball is smacked out of bounds by Reichert of Jackson Center.
Woods is kind of wondering why they didn't call a foul on that 3, and he's right. He got hammered on the arm.
Jackson Center getting a few breaks down the stretch, and head coach Scott Elkert gets a timeout. 40.2 to go. Tigers in the lead by 6. 36-30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
New underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie, 700 East Park. And Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. Ball inbounded, deep left corner, Swain. Long triple, too heavy. It skimmed off the far edge of the rim. Loose ball rebound, Pringer. Foul, Cincy Christian.
Still 1-1.
35.7 to go. It's a 2-possession lead. Foul shot here takes it to a 7-point cushion.
Right, man, this is huge.
Garrett Pringer, I think he is the money man right now for the Tigers. He has been an excellent foul shooter over most of the course of this season.
He's 3-for-4 here.
He shot him well today.
on the court for Jackson Center. Reichert, Pringer, Camden Reese, Heitkamp, Elkert. This five has been out there all but one.
Most of it, yep.
Free throw, good by Pringer. We had Clay Akers for what, a brief spell?
Akers played for probably about 2 minutes.
And that's it.
And no one else has been in the game.
Second shot, Pringer, one bounce in the air, looks good. It is 38-30. Tigers have amassed an 8-point spread in the forecourt. Winston Spencer, long 35-footer. Very bad shot, no good. Rebound Tigers. Backcourt to Heitkamp, to Reichert. Long lob to Pringer, off to Camden Reese. He had a 7-footer, passed it up. Now to Reichert, 16 to go. Tigers are going to win it. Tigers are going to win it. Jackson Center to the regional championship. Elkert, Pringer, layup, good! 40-30, 4 seconds left. Long three-pointer, Swain, 35-footer, way off to the left. Jackson Center has knocked out Cincy Christian. 40-30. Jackson Center thumps the Cougars.
36 below their season average. You don't ever doubt that team playing defense, ever.
What a game turned in by the Tigers, who could have been a little lacking in confidence with a minute gone in the fourth quarter, Chuck, when Cincy Christian came back to get the lead for the first time by one. But the Tigers were resilient. Super defense down the stretch. Jackson Center wins it 40-30. Pringer, excellent. Garrett Heitkamp, big baseline jump shot.
Yeah.
Aiden Reichert, so strong in the middle. It's Jackson Center against the Wellington School on Friday night at 7 for a berth in the state Final Four. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Pinnacle, a new underwriting sponsor. We thank Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle so much. And he will be a major sponsor for us here tonight as we wrap up this presentation. He is the owner of Pinnacle Sports Therapy, an outstanding physical therapist, fully qualified, licensed, 21 years experience in outpatient settings. He works with you individually. He develops a truly customized treatment program. He maintains great progress with a home plan for you. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, accepting all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. For the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. That's Pinnacle, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park, 937-419-1491, 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Chuck, Tigers did it.
Wow.
Led 99% of the game.
26-32 to 220.
There you go.
Cincinnati Christian.
Almost 27 minutes to two. Close to, 27 minutes to two and a half. At Fort Loramie led three-fourths of game one. Didn't win it. At Jackson Center leading the bulk of this game. You do the math, that's about 90-some percent of this game. Jackson Center led. Tigers, for the most part, offensively, Chuck, did what they wanted to do. Intensity, third quarter by Cincy Christian, helped get the Cougars back in the game. They could not sustain it.
They could not. And I'll tell you, Jackson shot 50% from the floor, 15 of 30, 12 of 34 for Cincinnati Christian, 35%. They out-rebounded them 26-17, 7-5 on the offensive boards.
Who won the boards battle?
Jackson Center.
Wow.
That's amazing. And Reichert, Reichert had 18 points.
How many rebounds?
He had 8 rebounds, and he had 2 assists.
Well, he's a tyrant around the glass. How many shots did Aiden wind up taking?
He was 7 of 13, 1 for 1 shooting threes.
I tell you what, that's an exquisite performance. Combine that with 8 boards. That will keep Jackson Center in the game.
Absolutely.
On Friday night against the Wellington School.
Right.
Heitkamp didn't shoot it often, but I tell you what, he made a couple big baskets, one late.
He was 2 for 2, and then Pringer was 3 for 5, 5 for 6 shooting free throws, scored 11 points, and had 3 rebounds.
And the Tigers at the line were what?
They ended up, I'll find, 8 of 15, 53%.
Jackson Center, 8 of 15 at the stripe, made enough of them late to ward off Cincy Christian, which got behind, and quite frankly, it was not intense enough defensively for a Jackson Center basketball game. If you see the Tigers play, you've got to force Jackson Center out of its comfort zone. And for, you know, 2.5 to 3 quarters, Cincy Christian didn't do that.
They did not. And they only, against that pressure, they only turned the ball over 6 times.
That's
four times in the second half. But
wow.
That's pretty terrific.
That is. That really, really is. Our Clancy's Award winners, Chuck.
Well,
Reichert?
Reichert and Pringer. I think those two young men both deserve it. And if I was going to give one on the other side, I'd give it to Woods, but he doesn't need it.
Oh, Garrett Pringer, special at the stripe, 5 for 6.
Yep, 11 points.
3 buckets.
Terrific game for the senior.
He got credited with a
he did get a tip-in.
A phantom tip-in on a missed free throw by Jackson Center. It looked like Vance.
Oh, Vance tipped it in. Pringer didn't touch it.
Right, Vance got the palm of his hand on the ball, tried to rebound it, couldn't. Everybody was jockeying for position, and Pringer was up there with Vance, and the ball glanced off Vance and swished.
Well, and I'm glad it wasn't a 2-point game, because you would have felt sorry for the kid if that would have been the case.
Yeah. Jackson Center made the plays down the stretch, and Fort Laramie didn't. And
that is the difference. That's why they're still playing.
Some of tonight. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Final score, second game tonight, D4 Boys Regional Semifinal. Jackson Center 40, Cincinnati Christian 30. Tigers 12 points in the fourth quarter. Cincy Christian, Chuck, 3 points in the fourth and 5 in the first.
30 points on a team that was averaging 66 points a game.
Well, here's the deal. There may be a chance. There may be an outside chance. Some media, all media, not permitted to future OHSAA tournament games this week. We don't know. As of right now, we believe we've got the Anna boys here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Right.
Tomorrow night, right back here at the UD Arena. Tip-off at 8, webcast time at 7:45. We've got a 4 or 5 minute interview with Anna head coach Nate Barhorst to play for you during our pregame segment. Looking ahead down the road, we've got the Fort Laramie girls and the Minster girls on Thursday, back-to-back state semifinals at St. John Arena. Tip-offs at 6 and 8.
Yes.
On the web at 5:45. Here's the story on Friday. That's when the Anna girls play their state semifinal. Friday afternoon at 3.
3 o'clock.
Jackson Center boys, by virtue of this win tonight, return to the UD Arena Friday at 7. Same day the Anna girls play at 3. We do not have a helicopter. So
I could fake a heart attack and we can get the care flight to come get us.
There you go. We will do our very best to trek from St. John Arena after the close of the Anna Girls State Semifinal on Friday to the UD Arena for the Jackson Center Wellington School D4 Boys Regional Championship on Friday evening. A tip-off scheduled at 7. I may try to lobby with someone, see if we can get it moved to 7:30. Not sure that it's going to happen. Although, let's face it, a lot of Shelby County sports fans would love to see both games and be at each place Friday afternoon and Friday night.
The problem is I don't think any fans are going to be watching these games.
That's true.
They probably aren't going to switch anything for media.
That's not going to be – that won't be an argument.
Nope.
That may not hold water. Again, Anna girls play at 3 on Friday afternoon. We may not get out of the St. John Arena till at least 5 or after.
Yeah, then never any traffic in Columbus that time on a Friday.
And then you can figure from St. John Arena to UD Arena, every bit of what, 80 minutes?
Yeah.
So we may join the Jackson Center Tigers against the Wellington School in progress on Friday night. I just want to give you a heads up. We'll do our letter best.
Yeah, because nobody else will be covering it. And if you can't get into the arena, nobody's going to know what's going on.
That's a good point, though, Chuck. That's a very good point. We'll provide the only live coverage of that game on Friday night. Very well said. That's the argument. If we make one, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the schedule. Can't very well be at two places at one time. And we'll be finishing up the Anna Division III Girls State Semifinal somewhere around quarter five, 5 o'clock, and then it's pell-mell here to the UD Arena without being caught for speeding. And we'll tip it off at 7 as of right now, the Wellington School and the Jackson Center Tigers D4 Boys Regional Championship. A lot of fun. Fort Loramie nipped at the wire. Redskins just did not shoot it well enough. Couldn't make the plays needed down the stretch. Jackson Center did. Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. I do want to salute our anchor sponsors before signing off. They make it happen. Can't do without them. And several of these folks are long-term, a dozen to 15 years, including LaCal Equipment, for 15 full years since our start. We salute LaCal, the administration, staff, associates, scoresbroadcast.com, not possible without you. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations, Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Also want to say hi to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, a longtime sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. So for Ron, for Chuck, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from the UD Arena. We're in Game 2. The Jackson Center Tigers have earned a berth in the D4 Regional State Championship by defeating Cincinnati Christian 40-30 after Fort Loramie was beaten earlier tonight in the other semifinal 38-35 by the Wellington School on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.